Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Everyone, it's Linda Othor, Jenna here with another SBCN Small Biz podcast. We offer this podcast to our members, and the Small Business Community Network is a networking organisation that's been helping people for the past 22 years. And today I have Mr. Ian Ingalls, who is one of our members, and he will be our regular realtor, giving us updates every month on this podcast from now on. So I'm going to introduce Ian. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm still a bit blonde. But, I mean, you've been in business many, many years as a realtor. So I thought to myself, why not give regular updates to our listeners? Because if it's the mortgage going up and down, prices going up, prices going down, I'm confused, Ian. So basically... Yeah. Would you like to tell us any more about yourself before you give us one of your lovely updates?
Well, first of all, thanks for the opportunity. And I'm really looking forward to chatting on a monthly basis because the market just changed frequently. And it's good to have your kind of finger on the pulse of what's going on. And when you're working in the business or, you know, in the market, you get to see when things do change. So I should be able to give pretty good updates to everybody about what they can expect and what's coming down the pipeline.
That is wonderful. I will say, though, I didn't realise that realtors didn't make millions of dollars on a regular basis.
What?
Millions of dollars. No, seriously. I mean, you make a good living, but I didn't know you have to pay for all your own boards and, you know, stuff like that. And, like, if you show someone a house and you take, I don't know, 3 or 4 months doing that or show them houses and then they say, well, we're not going to bother, you don't get paid for that, do you?
No. I mean, it is a commission-based business and we do pay for a lot of our expenses ourselves. But, of course, on the other side of the coin, your clients don't see behind the scenes what's going on. And but as I say, I've been at it a long time and adjusted to that. This industry and this business is not for everybody, that's for sure. But you got to have a lot of patience. And as the longer time in the business, obviously you're gaining additional knowledge and experience. But yeah, there's a lot of expenses in the business. And of course, home prices have gone up dramatically from when I started. But yeah, it's just, you know, you got to keep working at it and try and get as consistent as possible. And because of the length of the time I've been in the business, I'm very fortunate. Most of my business these days is repeat business and referrals. And I'm fortunate to have got to that point. Obviously, when you're starting in the business, it's a little different and you've got to get yourself out there and make it known, you know, who you are and what you do and that sort of thing.
That's really good information for people out there thinking about getting into this this kind of work, because obviously I did used to think you were all millionaires, and I know you are probably a millionaire.
No.
So listen, you've just helped one of my adult sons and his wife get a beautiful condo, which they are going to rent, because evidently the time is not right for them to buy. So is it down to the interest rate for most people, not enough down payment? Is it because they're too expensive?
Yeah, it's a combination of many things. Obviously, the first thing is affordability, right? Prices in our local community have gone up a lot. Now, they've also come down, gone up, come down. It's been a bit of a seesaw. But yeah, overall, one factor is affordability. And actually, interest rates right now, you can get a 5-year fixed mortgage for, you know, low 4%, and you can get a variable rate mortgage for around, I think, 3.8, 3.9. So those rates are actually pretty good. So it's not a rate issue. So the main thing is, I think, is consumer confidence. People want to buy. And, you know, prices have come down. And when I tell you, like last week, I think 70% of the sales in our local area were actually below 750,000. And probably 70% of those went for less than the asking price. So, you know, it's trending in the right direction for people to be able to afford to buy. But, you know, people, you know, depending what industry you work in, are concerned about their job situation, employment situation. Mm-hmm. Are they going to have a job? Are their hours going to be cut back? You know, these are the things. And a lot of people these days, they need assistance, like a family member, parents, either co-signing or helping with the down payment. Right. A lot of people are looking at homes that maybe have an opportunity to have a second income. They're going to create an apartment in the basement, let's say. Yeah. And the city of Kitchener especially has cut a lot of red tape to make that possible. So, you know, it's one of those situations where people want to buy. And I think, you know, hopefully things settle down south and cooler heads prevail. And, you know, I think, you know, once people have a little more confidence that, you know, they're going to go out there and buy. And so right now it's just, you know, compared to a year ago, let's say there was probably about 1,200 homes on the market. Right now, there's close to 1,500 homes on the market. So the buyers have choice. It's actually a buyer's market right now. But the sellers still have to be motivated to sell. Wow. And so, you know, it's just a situation, you know, the buyers are taking their time because now they have choice. The last few years, going back even further, as you know, I mean, the house came on the market, it was gone like that. And you know, sometimes in 48 hours or less. So people had to look at a house, make a decision, and then they got into multiple offers, and that pushed the prices up.
Yeah.
So, you know, right now, we're still seeing a few multiple offers, but not to what the extent it was. So there's a lot of factors affecting why the market is where it is at. And I say a lot of it's things we cannot control with the things that are going on down south. So I just preach patience with my clients, especially if they're selling. And the average time to sell a house right now is close to 70 days, whereas before it was, as I said, less than a week. So, you know, houses do sell. They're still moving, but it takes a little longer for that home to sell.
I do have a question. Sorry, but
yeah, go ahead.
The mortgage rate seems very low at the moment, whereas
it is.
It wasn't before. So, but homes, if you're selling your house, you're not getting the price you want. So it's a buyer's market. But if people are not stable enough because of the job, the income or something, to actually buy a house now, won't they be left out the market again next year? Because I'm sure the mortgage rate will go back up. I don't know. And then won't house prices go back up? So these people who are waiting are kind of stuck in the middle.
Well, first of all, I don't think interest rates are going to go back up.
Okay.
I don't believe they're going to go a lot lower, but they are trending lower. They're supposed to be, the Bank of Canada is going to come up with another announcement in December. And I hear it from a good resource that it's not going to change. We're not going to go down again this year. But the trend that's saying that next year, that they will trend lower. But you got to remember the last like 3 years or so, 4 years, people have been had 2% mortgages.
Yeah.
You know, so even though 4% is a really good rate compared to what everybody was used to, mm-hmm. it's double, right? You're talking to somebody when I started, the rates were 21%. Yes,
wow.
21%.
Wow.
I know, but the average price of a house was less than 40,000. Okay. So when you look at, I remember taking clients out when the rates were right around 10%. I forget what years they were. And I said, can you believe it? We're going to get a mortgage for single digits. It's going to go down to 9.5%. And everybody was so excited because there was going to be a single digit mortgage. And here we are right now at a 4% rate, wow. which is a really good rate.
Okay.
And prices are trending lower. It will be interesting to see. And like I said, you can look into a crystal ball and think, yeah, prices typically when rates go down, demand goes up, prices go up, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not so sure that's going to happen next year. I wouldn't surprise me if the market just stays flat. Good. You know, it'll get to a certain point. Good. But I don't see that the prices are going to start to go up by any significant amount for a while. So we're just going to have to, and I see, to be honest, it's really hard to predict because a lot of these factors, as I said, there's outside factors at play we have no control over. And I hope, you know, for everybody's sake, it's just that everything becomes a little more affordable for people. And, you know, the first-time buyers can get back into the market and be able to buy something.
I hope so, because a lot of people like my son and daughter-in-law are working two jobs. You know, they're really trying really hard. That's been very, very informative, Ian. So
well, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Do you want to leave any words of wisdom to someone who is still saving for a home? And, you know, one of the best ways to save, I would have thought, is through... I call it a building society in England, but they don't exist over here. What is the best way to save your money for a down payment?
Well, there's lots of programs out there, you know, first-time buyer programs.
Oh.
And again, that's where talking to a financial specialist, a mortgage broker, would basically be a good person to talk to if you've got poor credit. They can then start to, you know, counsel you about the best way to get your credit in shape, that sort of thing, and how much you're putting away. And so, yeah, you need to talk to a specialist in that area. And also, you know, maybe there is some help within the family. Maybe parents, a lot of parents now these days, you know, they may be retired and they've got money sitting there. And then when they pass away, the money's going to go to the kids. But now they're saying, well, why are we hanging on to it? Why don't we just give it to the kids now in the form of a down payment?
Yeah.
I've certainly seen that happen, you know, why wait? Let's, you know, if they would like to buy a home now and they need an extra 10, 20,000 to be able to move forward, then, you know, a lot of parents, if they're in that position, will help them. You know, so yeah, so definitely get some professional help as far as best ways to, you know, improve your credit, increase your savings, pay off debt, other debts, because certain debts are good debts and certain debts are not good. So, you know, again, that's where it's important to talk to someone.
Well, that's a lot of knowledge.
I know.
No, I've asked you all the questions. You've answered my questions perfectly. And I think when people listen to the podcast, they'll be taking notes and they'll be saying, okay, I didn't know I needed a mortgage advisor. And how do I choose a good realtor? Well, we could go through that another time, but I would definitely choose you every time because I know you very well.
And thank you. Yeah, appreciate
that. You know, I'm really looking forward to an update in December because that might be a weird month, you know, when it goes really quiet, but we'll leave that to December. But
yeah,
thank
so
you
typically,
so
yeah, yeah. So typically, you know, from now until the end of November, is still this good selling time. But once we get into December and people, unless you really have to buy or sell, people have kind of put things on the back burner. And now we go to the holiday season with family. And the type of winter we have also has an effect too. You know, if we have a mild winter, then the spring market will come early. If we have a long winter, things tend to take a little slower to start. So so we've got a few more weeks of good selling time and then things will start to slow down. So,
well, I'll probably see you in December if not jetted off to some warm place and then give us some more updates, Ian. That would be lovely.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Linda. I look forward to doing this on a regular basis with you and we'll see what happens in December.
Thank you, Ian.
Okay, take care. Bye.